Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A new study published today in the journal Nature adds to the growing body of evidence that immunity against the coronavirus lasts for years and possibly even a lifetime for people who get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Good news, that's not going to matter if you don't get the shot, because the Delta variant of the coronavirus is sweeping through communities with low vaccine rates. More cases per capita have been reported in Missouri over the past week than in any other state. Angela Rasmussen is a virologist at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan. Angela, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
COVID hospitalizations and deaths are up in Missouri and other states, and the number of new cases there is similar to what was happening back in February. So I just want to start with a statement of fact that this pandemic is not over.
No, absolutely not. The pandemic is not over. And I think that we've been lulled into a false sense of security because communities that do have high vaccination rates have seen cases decline precipitously. But as the summer gets hotter, in communities where there are low vaccination rates, people are going to be going inside into the air-conditioned environment to get out of that summer heat. And if there's not a high vaccination rate, that creates a situation that is really conducive to the virus spreading.
More on that in just a minute, but what do we need to know about this study that I mentioned, that vaccine immunity could last for many years or even maybe a lifetime?
Well, it's very, very encouraging, and it just reinforces how really we lucked out with these fantastic mRNA vaccines. We really didn't know how long we could expect immunity to last from any of these vaccines, because that was one of the things we sacrificed to make sure that we could get them out onto the market quickly. But this study, although it was very small, does suggest that these vaccines are producing really potent memory immune responses. Now, it remains to be seen whether or not those responses will translate into protection in the real world, but it's a very, very good sign.
What are you seeing happen with the Delta variant? And that is what many public health officials say is responsible for these new cases that we were talking about in Missouri and elsewhere.
Well, the Delta variant is very concerning because of all the variants of concern that have emerged. Delta appears to be the most transmissible by far. And while the jury is still out on whether it's more pathogenic, meaning that it is more likely to make you very, very sick, we know for a fact that it spreads very, very easily among unvaccinated people. Now, the good news with the Delta variant is that people who have been fully vaccinated do have really significant protection against Delta. But in people who are unvaccinated or partially vaccinated, they themselves are great targets for Delta to spread.
But as we've been talking about, so many communities are not getting fully vaccinated. Douglas County, Missouri, only 15% of its residents are fully vaccinated, and the numbers are similarly low in different parts of the South, often conservative places, rural areas. How concerning are those discrepancies to you?
Those discrepancies are extremely concerning, and I am not convinced that those low vaccination rates are just because of vaccine hesitancy or because people don't believe in vaccines or don't trust the vaccines. I think in many cases, in many parts of the United States, we are still experiencing a situation in which people are not getting access to the vaccines. If people have to drive hours, if they have to go far out of their way to get the vaccines, they're going to be less likely to get them. So we really do need to do a better job, not only at answering people's questions and concerns about the vaccines, but actually getting the vaccines to these people, meeting them where they are.
Hmm. Do you think those discrepancies are baked in at this point? In other words, do you think we could do a better job?
I absolutely think we could do a better job. Many of the people who do have concerns about vaccines, and that's why they're not getting them, really could have those concerns addressed by trusted members of their communities, by physicians. We need to do a better job at addressing people, at engaging with them and answering these questions. We also, as I said, need to do a better job of physically bringing the vaccines into these communities. In many rural places, there is not a convenient drugstore or mass vaccination site that you can go to that's right down the street. we really do need to be bringing these vaccines to people and putting them in their arms.
Angela Rasmussen is a virologist at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks so much for your insights, as always.
Thanks, Peter.